Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
On today's Faith and Freedom program, we're going to be talking about COVID, the vaccine, and other options. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, we had some controversy in 2020 when President Donald Trump mentioned the word HCQ, or hydroxychloroquine. Now there's lots of studies with regards to that particular medication. We're going to be talking about that as well. And of course, as you know, Pfizer and Moderna have had emergency approval. This is not your normal approval process. It's not your typical FDA approval process for some kind of medication. It's an emergency approval to be able to give the COVID vaccine. Well, what has been happening with regards to people who have taken the COVID vaccine? We're going to be talking about that and sharing some startling information as well, information that you likely are not hearing on the so-called mainstream media because they don't want to address this issue. First of all, let's talk about some of the issues that have happened just in the United States. It's happened around the world, but the United States as well. There is a particular website that actually tracks deaths and adverse reactions. Now, understand that this particular website probably is only getting about 1% of the data, only about 1% of the data with regards to deaths and adverse reactions. As of January 20, 2021, there have been in the United States alone 273 deaths related to the COVID vaccine of Pfizer and or Moderna. And there have been nearly 10,000 adverse reactions. And that's as of mid-January. And again, this particular website that is tracking it does not collect all of the data. So we know that people have died, and we know that there has been significant adverse reactions. In fact, we have a website that will keep a lot of this information there for you and also other things that we're talking about today, lcaction.org/resources. Holly, it is shocking. We've talked about a 56-year-old doctor in Miami who was very much pro-vaccine. He took the vaccine. Within 72 hours, he was very ill, rushed to the emergency room at Miami Sinai Hospital. And they found that he had no platelets. The typical number of platelets for 1 microliter of blood is 150,000 to 450,000. He had zero. They consulted experts around the country. They continued to give him platelets, but his body continued to consume the platelets as a result of the reaction from the COVID vaccine. His wife and the medical professionals say that there is no doubt that it is medically certain that he died as a result of the COVID vaccine.
You know, there's other stories like that as well. It's just tragic. I mean, here's a 28-year-old man with no pre-existing conditions and or listed medications, was found unresponsive at work in New Jersey 2 weeks after taking the vaccine. In Arizona, an 88-year-old woman who had arthritis and high blood pressure experienced bleeding of the brain. She passed away because of that. An older man with a clean bill of health became sick 3 hours after the vaccine and was found deceased a day after his vaccination. A 45-year-old mother in Georgia died in the middle of the night following the vaccination. You know, and I think of, as a child, I used to go see the Braves play in Atlanta, and I think of, you know, hammering Hank Aaron. He was a hero to me. I loved him. And he recently passed away 2 weeks. He was a healthy, young, in his 80s, but he was young, spry, and took the vaccine, trying to be a model, I think, for Black Americans. And he died peacefully in his sleep,
they
said.
He got the vaccine in early January. He died in January 2021.
It's just tragic.
Tim Zook, who is a healthcare worker in California, He was excited about the COVID vaccine. He went to get his second Pfizer dose, and he posted that, "I am fully vaccinated after receiving my second Pfizer dose." He was 60 years old. He was an X-ray technologist at South Coast Global Medical Center in Santa Ana. A couple of hours later, he had an upset stomach, trouble breathing by 3:30 p.m. It was so bad that his colleagues at work walked him to the emergency room, and he ultimately passed away. He had congestive heart failure. His heart failed. His kidneys failed. His body was attacking itself, which is one of the things that this COVID vaccine does with the mRNA. And sometimes it can cause your body to actually attack itself, which apparently may be what happened to the doctor, the 56-year-old doctor in Miami, that the body was attacking the platelets. So it didn't matter how many new platelets you infused into this person's body. His body saw that as an enemy and attacked it and would destroy them.
You know, here's 8 unborn babies. Many of them were late term and otherwise healthy. They miscarried or they were stillborn soon after their mothers received the vaccine. And, you know, we're not trying to be a scaremongers or anything, but the bottom line is there's a choice here. There's a choice, and do research and find out there are healthier ways like HCQ that can help you with this virus that is 99.9% recoverable.
They're now saying that you should not get pregnant for at least 3 to 12 months after taking the vaccine because they don't know the full extent of the vaccine on the unborn child, whether it would ultimately cause the child to die in the womb and thus have a miscarriage or have some other kind of physical or other mental abnormality as a result of this vaccine. Obviously, what you have there,
right,
Holly, is some of those women that miscarried were later term in their pregnancies, otherwise healthy in that process, and then they have the vaccine, and then they miscarry a late-term baby.
But all this is still experimental. It hasn't been long enough to really do enough trials.
And it's because that's exactly right. A vaccine takes typically 10 years to develop, 5 years of which is testing. Mm-hmm. 93%+ of them never make it to the deployment phase because they fail along the way. Thus, Merck. You remember Merck? It stopped 2 vaccines because they found no benefit. And so they've redirected their research now to treating people once they have COVID. Well, you know, President Trump mentioned HCQ, hydroxychloroquine.
Mm-hmm. It's an anti-malarial drug. It's been used for more than 50 years.
65 years.
Yeah, particularly in countries where they have malaria. It's safe, it's inexpensive, and it's effective.
And in some of these African countries, COVID rates are very much different than the rest of the world. Why? Because they have been taking hydroxychloroquine or some version of that chloroquine for a number of years because of malaria. It's used as an anti-malarial drug. It's very cheap. It's on the generic version. Nobody has the final patent on it, if you will, that can be exclusive. So it's a generic drug now. It's very safe. Now there are 237 studies regarding HCQ. 237. Of those, 170 of them are peer-reviewed, meaning in order to go through a peer-reviewed study, you have to do the research, present the paper, send it to other professionals that are qualified to review it. They look at it. They make sure that it's replicatable. Then they sign off on it, and it gets published. It's a long process. It adds another layer to the credibility. 171 of these 237 HCQ studies are peer-reviewed. The remaining 195 comparing treatment versus control groups. These studies almost uniformly show that HCQ used early is safe and effective for the remedy of the Wuhan coronavirus, or so-called COVID-19. More than 3,074 scientists evaluating 166,999 patients determined that there is almost no downside to taking HCQ for this virus. Now, that is contrary to what the mainstream media is saying.
You know, I think of, you know, we have friends that we know. There are a couple that are in their 70s, got the virus, took HCQ and zinc and some of the other recommended vitamins and nutrients, they were better right away.
So, you know, there's other 70s. Options for you to take. I encourage you not to live in fear. Look at some other options and consult with your physician, obviously, of course. There's also places like America's Frontline. There's also places like America's Frontline Doctors in which you can get a consultation regarding this issue as well. Learn more about COVID. Learn more about healthcare preventative measures as well. For more information, visit lcaction.org/resources.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.